word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word as we continue our study in prayer, where Jesus is teaching us how to pray. I want to go ahead and read the scripture in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." In this prayer, Jesus was teaching us how to pray. He did not specifically say this prayer, but was giving us a model prayer, or as I sometimes call it, Christ's teaching prayer. If you want to read the Lord's Prayer, you need to go and read John chapter 17, where Jesus prayed in the garden just before He was crucified. Have you got your little prayer journal? Go to our website at considerhisword.org. Click on the store, and there you'll find for $4 a little prayer journal that you can put in your pocket or carry in your purse. These are great little prayer journals. I've been enjoying mine. I take it with me on Wednesday night to prayer meeting. I carry it with me all everywhere I go, and when people say, "Pray for me," I'll write them down in my book, and I pull it out every day and pray for them. In fact, sometimes when I'm sitting alone somewhere, since I have it in my pocket, I'll pull it out and go through that prayer list again. A great place to record not only a prayer request, but also where God answers your prayer. And so go find this little prayer journal, considerhisword.org. Click on the store. And there, for a gift of $4 to this ministry, I'll get one out to you as soon as I can. Now, this offer will soon be over, and so I don't want you to miss it. One more time, considerhisword.org. Now, as Jesus was teaching us to pray, He told us that we ought to go and pray in secret. Don't be like the hypocrites, or stands on the street and prays out loud where everybody can see Him. He said, don't pray like the heathen, where we pray in vain repetition. And then He gave us this model prayer. He told us to call on the Father, our Father which art in heaven. And we talk to the Heavenly Father. And we stop and realize His holiness of who He is. Hallowed be thy name. That God is holy. And how unworthy we are to come into His presence. Only by the blood of Christ can we walk into the presence of God and there be able to beseech Him and cry out to Him. And bring to Him our every prayer request. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with thanksgiving, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And so He said, bring your requests to Him and call out upon Him every day. He said, calling the Father, recognize His holiness. He gave Him glory and praise. Come with expectation, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In submission, thy will be done. Yes, for daily provision, give us this day our daily bread. Confession, forgive us our debts. And forgiveness, as we forgive our debtors. And then Jesus went on and asked for prayer about temptation. He goes on in the scripture and says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. You realize that Jesus was not praying this prayer for himself. Now, though he was tempted, he never sinned, not one time. The Bible says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And I'll tell you, we face temptation every day. The minute you wake up and you open your eyes, you're going to be faced with temptation from every side. You turn on the television and there's temptation. You open your browser on your computer or even on your phone or wherever, and there's temptation is there. You walk out the door and temptation is there. And Jesus said, to lead us not in temptation. And it says an acknowledgement of our own weakness. And we need help in facing that temptation, that we know that when the temptation comes, we're able to turn away from it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You're never going to face a temptation that you cannot turn down. Now, you know what we'll do is we'll be tempted to sin, and we'll go ahead and get involved in that sin and then say, well, it wasn't my fault. We'll say the devil made me do it or blame it on somebody else. Our prayer ought to begin, Lord, help me to face this temptation that I'll know what to do. You remember when Jesus was tempted in the garden back in Matthew chapter 4, or tempted in the wilderness, where every time that Satan came to him and tried to tempt him, he would say, thus it is written. I'll tell you, your greatest weapon against temptation and your greatest weapon against Satan is simply the Word of God. And we need God's help in facing that temptation that comes from the world. Some of it comes from the outside. Listen, while we may be in the world, we are not of the world. And yet that world offers up all kinds of temptations. And sometimes the temptation is from our own flesh. And it comes from our own selves. Remember when James said that when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. And sometimes our own lusts bring us to a point of temptation. And let's not discount that old devil. Well, he'll throw things out in front of you too. In fact, the devil is a distractor. Sometimes he will try to distract you with some kind of temptation. When you're serving the Lord and you're trying to live for the Lord, well, he's going to throw them distractions out there to try to lure you away and tempt you away from God. And so as we pray, like Jesus prayed, lead us not into temptation. And then he said, but deliver us from evil. Here we find protection, and specifically protection from the evil one. Listen, the devil is your enemy, and he is out to destroy you. He is out to distract you. He is out to deceive you. The devil is a liar, Jesus said, and the father of it. And he will do anything that he can to lead you away from God. We must keep our focus on Jesus. Like Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Sometimes we're so easily distracted and so easily turned away from following the Lord by chasing things that the devil throws out there. Oh, he said, pray for that protection. Lord, deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the devil. And don't let the devil get in your way. I'll tell you, the Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, one of our problems is we're running away from the devil. There's nowhere in the scripture that says to run. The Bible says resist. When you stand up to him and you begin to give the devil the truth of the Word of God, and like Jesus did, say, thus saith the Lord, he runs. And it's time we sent the devil packing rather than running away from him, stand up to him. We also pray for that protection like Jesus did. Lord, deliver us from the evil or from the evil one. And now we come to the close. As Jesus has led us through this prayer, we come down to the end. And Jesus ended his prayer this way. He said, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." He said, "Thine is the kingdom." This is recognizing God's domain, that you're living in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of this world, and that you recognize that this is his kingdom. You're living in his kingdom, where he has the power, where he has the authority. He says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power." Realize that God is able to answer every one of your prayer requests. Sometimes when things even seem impossible to us, God can answer. Things that we think are impossible are possible with God. Sometimes we pray prayers that we think we might have the answer to. Did you ever think about praying for impossible things? Things that would be impossible for you to do, or maybe for somebody else to do? Pray believing that God has the answer, and God can answer your prayer and do great and mighty things, like Jeremiah said, that you're not even thinking of. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. You see, it's all for his glory. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 29:2, where the scripture says, "Give unto the Lord the glory, due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." It's all for the glory of God. There's another verse in the New Testament that's much like it. It says, "Whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Jesus closed his prayer by saying, "Amen." Do you know what amen means? We say it all the time. In fact, sometimes we'll say something, we'll say amen, and try to get a response. Well, amen literally means, "So be it." That's how it should be. So be it. Amen. Jesus prayed that way. Now, do we have to say amen every time? You know, I don't. Sometimes I talk to the Lord and my conversation goes all day long, and I never really come to a close. I know often we will pray and say, "In Jesus' name, amen." Well, yes, we ought to be praying in Jesus' name, but also don't let that become vain repetition to you. And so when you pray, worship the Lord, as we read in verse 9. "Holy is thy name. Hallowed is thy name." Obey him. "Thy will be done." Follow him in verse 13. "Lead us not into temptation." Desire him. We read in verse 13, "Thy kingdom come." Trust him that he will take care of our needs. Honor him in your worship. I want to encourage you to pray. We need to become people of prayer. If there was ever a time that our nation needed prayer, it was right now in this time of transition. And I hope you're praying for our new president. And I hope you're praying for your pastor. And that you spend that time with the Lord. Like Jesus said, you find a place where you can get away by yourself and just pour out your heart to God. He's listening. And he promised, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." Thanks for listening. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.